Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You almost have to feel sorry for St. Thomas, don't you? Because when you say St. Thomas, people will say, oh, doubting Thomas. One little mistake, and that's what he's remembered for generations to come. And it's not really all that fair, because of course, Thomas is not, he didn't stay doubting. When confronted with the reality of Jesus risen from the dead, he bowed down before him and said, my Lord and my God. He professed his faith. And our Lord said in return, have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. And so our Lord transformed hard-headed, doubting Thomas into believing Thomas. And St. Thomas went, as all the apostles, and he proclaimed the faith of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth. In Thomas's case, he went to India, and there he died a martyr for the faith. And when the Portuguese explorers sailed to India in the 1400s, what did they find? They found the Mar Thomas, or St. Thomas, Christians already there, the descendants of those who had received the faith from St. Thomas. So, if God can do marvelous things with doubting Thomas and denying Peter and Mama's boy James and John, just think what he can do with us too. Because it's not so much where we begin or the sins that we committed along the way, but rather it is what we allow God to do with us, the salvation that occurs, and whether we die in friendship with God. That is really what matters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.